Blog Talk Radio.
Koda, Mojuba, Asheda, Mojuba, Alua, me, Apolabi, Pega, Mojuba, Araba, me, Adesanya, Awuyade, Mojuba, Ogute, Compound, Ode Remo, Mojuba, Baba, Mojuba, Yeye, Mojuba, Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba, Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba, Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba, Egungun, to all those that are listening. Who are tuned in? We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe,
Ashe, welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013 and are quickly approaching our fifth anniversary. And so we're looking forward to celebrating with you, community, and the listeners of Sign of the Times New Power Radio Network. We also ask that you please continue to support us and our sponsors, Manhood Racing Culture, headed up by my co-host on Wednesday nights, Dr. James Jones. You can find James Jones on Facebook as well as the Like It group page and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. Also, please support Arlie Gordon of Unity Design. Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Please reach out to Brother Arlie. Let him know how much we love and appreciate the work that he's doing in the community, hands-on work that he's doing in the community. And we continue to support him here on New Power Radio Network. You can find him on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Also, we want to welcome the newest member of the Sign of the Times family, Sister Amira Sankofa Kwali from Ask Life Coach Ministries. Reach out to her at area code 502-208-9142. And last but not least, we want to always remember to never forget our beloved brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines and their families and loved ones and friends that they represent. Y'all get ready to go. Hi. Okay. I love you. I'll see y'all later. Okay. Please support Unheard Voices, the Free Alabama Movement, and the Free Ohio Movement, respectively on Facebook and on the World Wide Web at freealabamamovement.com and freeohiomovement.org. So for the past week, we've been, especially on social media and here on Sign of the Times, asking people to support our beloved brother, Eugene Groves. He is a confined citizen in the city of Toledo at Toledo Correctional Institution. Mr. Groves has done 42 years of his 64 years of life here on this earth behind enemy lines and on an unsigned indictment from Hamilton County here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And so he was forcibly extracted from his cell on the 29th of March and has been held in the hole ever since. They drug him out of his cell, maced him, maced the entire block, and from what I understand, what was purported to me, they choked him with the shirt that he attempted to cover his face with because he's asthmatic. After they sprayed him and tried to cover his face, they ended up choking him with his shirt and either pushing him or dragging him down the stairs. The institution is not giving us any information. And using the HIPAA law and the excuse that we are not his next of kin as the reasoning. Howsoever, we are encouraging people to continue to call, continue to report this incident to the Office of the Inspector General. You can reach him at area code 614-644-9110, toll free at 1-800-686-1625, and his email address is OIG_watchdog@oig.ohio.gov. You also can give John Coleman, who is the Toledo Correctional Institution warden, a call at area code 419-726-7977. Again, John Coleman, who is the institutional warden at Toledo Correctional, area code 419-726-7977, and his fax number is area code 419-726-7157. You also can give a call to Stuart Hudson, who is in charge of fiscal operations for the institution at this same number, 419-726-7977. So please reach out to the institution. Let them know that we are keeping an eye on Mr. Groves. And I let the listeners know yesterday that I was on the phone with Mr. Groves when he was assaulted by the COs. And it was a horrible, horrible thing to bear witness to. I don't know if I said this part or not, but the reason why they extracted him from his cell is because he reported to correction officers for threatening his life with having him go into the shower. Now, there's no cameras in the shower for obvious reasons, but all the way till you get to the shower, there are cameras. But once you get into the shower bay, where you're also caged, it's not an open shower area, you're also caged in there. They threatened that they would let two of the Aryan Brotherhood come in there and kill him. And so because he feared for his life, he followed procedure, filed a complaint against these two COs, and subsequently was assaulted. And like I said, we don't know for sure what his current health status is. So again, his number, Eugene Groves, our brother, his number is A 144 1-800-273-8669. And again, he is at Toledo Correctional Institute. The number is 419-726-7977. The warden's extension is extension 6. If you push 6 when you dial in, you will get his office. And again, his name is John Coleman. Please reach out and let them know that we are concerned about Brother Groves and that we are keeping an eye on his well-being. Okay, so tonight we have the honor of having join us a brother and sister from MelanatedPeople.net, Brother Asubido and Sister Nell. So if you're on the line, please push 1 and I will open up your mics. And if not, we can hang out for a little bit. I'll play some, let me see. We got some new Chainstorm poets in. I'm going to let y'all check out as soon as I pull it up on the keyboard. Oh, also, go to the Redistribute the Pain campaign page on WordPress if you would like more information on how to get involved with the Redistribute the Pain campaign. We also can help you connect back up with your brothers and sisters if you've lost track of them behind enemy lines. We can help you find them as long as you have a first and last name and know the state that they were convicted in. So check out Real, Recognize Real by Brother Michael Milana of the Chainstorm Poets. This is going to be on our upcoming CD here within the next, say, couple weeks or so. So check it out. It's called Real, Recognize Real by the Chainstorm Poets featuring Brother Michael Milana. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Okay. Real, recognize real all day, not sometimes, but all the time. So my mind stay alert and constantly update like the latest modification on the computer system. Cause I ain't trying to fall victim to no more programs. Real, recognize real all day. I saw the black book, blueprints, and diagram of how life operates. Now I penetrate cracks of opportunity like water within this matrix. Sidestep hatred when I'm faced with it. Face Hell's Gate without even sinning against God. So it's a must that I go hard. And when it comes to the gold mine or this great mind that I am today, I can honestly say that God's grace did it. Cause I can now see the bigger picture of us winning as a whole. And not just in political circles, but in our own family and community circles. Cause I realize that the cycle that is the reality of our today is also a circle. Playing dumb because media got us believing that smart black people are images of earth. Now numb to the pain of our black eye that puts us down to the color purple. So exposed to how some tried to assassinate and hide the truth. Now I'm on point like the star that's always north in the sky from anywhere on earth that you look. Better said, I'm on point because this is God work. So each piece is pinned for y'all first, then me. Cause in this moment at present, I'm the doctor penning remedies to heal our pain and ills. And this ain't no taller fairy tale. These tales are all the struggle, and besides, I never did do make-believe very well. And I place the weight of the truth of what I speak on the scale, and watch the story in details. Straight. Here's again. Real, recognize real all day. Somewhere in between space and reality, I saw the heavens turn silent for about the space of an hour. I saw the wounds that wouldn't heal until what was written within the unsealed seals were fulfilled. I saw a bloodline of kings and queens without royalty, living on the earth, not knowing their worth, yet existing like paupers. I saw their children walk his grounds cursed while servants rode on horses. I saw underage teens giving birth to abortions and poison sold to fiends in order to sow disorder in the web of destruction. I saw corruption in high places on every realm. I saw souls hanging in the balance with the spirit shop. I saw a city with a motor allow lead-filled water to create martyrs. And that's M-A-T-Y-R-S, who our savior with the S on his chest. Because power is switching hands, and the faith in our so-called leaders crumble like castles made out of quicksand. What I'm saying is that I saw politicians twisting truths while the media fed us straight lies covered in camouflage. I saw an imitation game, but nobody hear our cries or can feel our pain.
You are a lovely black man. You think you just could imagine. Many times her eyes fall back to tears, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time a slender shoulder felt the weight of all the fears, and a sigh of no one cared. Possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine. Somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much, oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season, and that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Oh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. Oh,
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Sign of the Times. You're listening to New Power Radio Network, brought to you by the UAC, Free Alabama Movement, Redistribute the Pain, and the Free Ohio Movement. I'm going to go ahead and open up tonight's guest, Mike, Sister Nell, and Brother Asubido. Welcome to Sign of the Times. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, sister. How you doing? Doing good. Doing good.
I say.
Thank you for having us on tonight. We really appreciate it.
Well, I have a lot of appreciation and respect for the work that you all do through MelanatedPeople.net. Is Brother Asubido here too?
He's coming. He's stuck on the train right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we can go ahead and get started. So can you please introduce yourself to the listeners? And what exactly is MelanatedPeople.net?
MelanatedPeople.net is a social network. MelanatedPeople.net is a social networking site that was created for our people, by our people, so that we can have a place in order to be able to share our truths, express ourselves openly and freely without having to deal with the backlash of wanting to love ourselves. My name is Nelly Topaz. I am the Chief Administrative Officer for Melanated People. And basically what I do is I work the back end of the site, me and my admin team, which I've also brought into the call today. I hope that you don't mind. Scott and Monica are also here with us today. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourself.
Peace. How's everybody doing? This is Scott Thomas, a.k.a. Cat Daddy. I'm the admin for marketing and social media and products.
Okay,
hey, family. My name is Monica. I am an assistant administrative coordinator on the MelanatedPeople.net.
Peace, family. This is Osubudo, the founder of MelanatedPeople.net.
Welcome, and thank you all for joining us this evening. So I know just by visiting the site of MelanatedPeople.net, it was very striking. One, you can tell that it is strictly about us as melanated people. And so can you talk about why you created it, Brother Asubido, and some of the challenges that you faced along the way?
Okay, so the reason why it was created is because as a people, we really don't have a voice. We really didn't have a safe zone. So after watching everything that happened with Sandra Bland and social media cutting it off, after watching everything that happened with Corey Gaines, social media cutting it off, it was like, okay, we need to make a change. We need to do something. So first, I was trying to find something that was relatively simple, but it didn't work out that way. So I had to go about it pretty much starting from the ground up. And also, forgive me, I am walking. So if you hear a lot of background noise, I'm sorry, everyone, about that.
Ashe.
As far as I go about,
this meeting is being recorded.
We tape all of our broadcasts, so all you would have to do is go click on the link after the broadcast is finished, and you can pull it up in its entirety. But you're more than welcome to record it as well. And I yield.
This meeting is no longer being recorded.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Technical difficulties. Sorry about that.
All right. So as far as I go about the issues that I faced along the way, one of the biggest problems that we have is that people of color do not have a strong foothold or representation within technology fields. And so actually finding individuals to work on the site without, what's the good way, up front profit, I'm going to say it that way, it was very difficult, you know, like trying to get a startup going. And luckily, I found the team, my team that's on the phone today, who's been by my side every single way and has helped me make a lot of the decisions behind Melanated People, as well as worked on the technical aspects of it to slim things down and make things easier for our users. Now, again, big props to them, because the individuals, they didn't start off with the technical aptitude that they have right now. So they put in a lot of hard hours and a lot of training in order to acquire the skills necessary in order to run the site. So big ups, MP team.
Ashe,
I yield.
Ashe, just tell us long-term some of the things that you all envision for MelanatedPeople.net.
Okay, so, I mean, understand that it's more to
Melanated People than just a social network.
It is only, quote-unquote, a foot into the door. That's all it is. To put it simply, Melanated People is the starting point of what we envision as an empire, branching into all regions of everyday life. So, I mean, the site itself is going to be the best social network for people of color, period, quote unquote. And after we achieve that status, where we rival the quote-unquote big boys right now, we're going to branch off into more fundamental areas that we need within our society.
Ashe, anyone else?
This is Kelly again. How y'all doing? Me personally, everything that Google just said is in line with what we're trying to do. As far as my goals for Melanated People, I'm thinking something long term to where the future generations will be able to benefit from everything that Melanated People has put in place for them, and pray that they'll be able to build off of everything that we put in place for them, not just on the network, but also in the community worldwide. I feel like it would be something that will change the narrative as far as who we are and where we come from, before slavery, before the racism, before everything. And put us back in that position again. And that's all I have to say right now.
Ashe. So for those who have been a part of the growth process for MelanatedPeople.net, if someone were to ask you, why should I leave other platforms to come over to MelanatedPeople.net, what would your elevator pitch be?
Interesting.
Oh, can I get this?
Go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay. Me, I would ask the individual if they've ever experienced censorship on other social media sites, if they ever had a post taken down, if they ever been reported for speaking their truth. If so, that's not going to happen on Melanated People. Anybody and everybody can speak their truth. Melanated People is open for all Melanated People. So the main thing we work on promoting on this site is everybody's truth is just that individual's truth. Respect their truth like you want your truth respected. And unfortunately, there are other social media sites out there that might be the big boys that don't necessarily cater to that. They're more on don't do what I do, do what I say type of deal. And they give carte blanche to other individuals that's kind of in their same wheelhouse. So for us, if an individual is inquiring about melanated people, I just let them know you're able to post your truth and not have it censored, no matter what it is. We're open for all melanated individuals.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, hi, this is Monica. But also to add to what Brother Scott just said, the only thing, you know, we are here to use your voice and use this platform to get your voice out there responsibly and respectfully. That's the only thing that we ask, that you just show respect to your fellow members and our people, our melanated brothers and sisters, so that we can learn and we can be exposed to different ideas and ideologies that many of us had no idea about. So when we do go out, we can have that pride. We can hold our head up and not feel that someone else is teaching us about us. We can come back and tell them, and if we cannot, we have a platform, too, to go back to, ask those questions, and be educated and enlightened on what's going on and what's important in our world.
Ashe.
Okay. So simply put, the reason why you should come to Melanated People is the reason why we got up off the plantations.
Ashe. And what reason is that, brother?
Oppression, servitude, lack of compensation. People don't understand how much power they give these other networks when they simply log into them to check on daily status. Think about it. With other big boy networks, they sell your data. Every time you log into it, you are giving them your eyes for profit, your mind for profit. Simply put, you get nothing out of it whatsoever. Not even the freedom of your own voice. No different than being on a plantation. We woke up every morning, we went to work. We picked cotton, sugar, everything else. Didn't see a dime. But so got told what to do, how to live, what to eat, who we could be with. Pretty much the same thing. Especially when you start breaking it down, how looking at the algorithms that they put in place to make sure you see what they want you to see and not what your friends show you.
Ashe. Ashe, hold on. We've got a caller in queue. Is it okay if I open up a mic?
Sure.
You ready? All right. All right. Hold tight. Last four digits, 2169. Welcome to Sign of the Time. Who are we speaking with?
We are speaking with Brother Sabet Mary Ross. Greetings, Queen. How are you doing?
Greetings, my beloved brother. How are you?
I'm out here struggling for the people. Like, I'm out here doing what I do for the people to be free, because if my people ain't free, then I ain't fucking free. You feel me?
I should.
I want to say that, brother, I've seen the all the work up about melanated people. I've seen it. It's on my page. And the way you describe this, brother, I appreciate that, because I'm an old head. I'm 52 years of cool. And when I was a kid, I grew up in Chicago. We had Jet Magazine. You know, we had Ebony. We had, well, it was completely black. Essence, all that. Media is what gave information to us about us. No one couldn't tell us shit about who the fuck we were. Excuse my French, but I'm feeling fired up, because I'm an old revolutionary. I'm a Black Panther. So I'm y'all have my support, and my comrades in California, particularly Los Angeles. You appreciate that, because if we're going to have a matrix, let's have our own matrix. You feel me? And it's not indoctrination. It's not constantly being fed false information. It's not constantly being falling for the Hegelian dialect. When they do something, we react and cause laws without even knowing what the laws are about. I appreciate what you're doing, brother. So I'm going to sign up, because I'm going to sign up, not support that, bro. So, as we say in my dude, Shem Himotep, that means peace be upon you. And to the, and that I yield the floor, Queen.
Thank you, brother.
Ashe, thank you.
Thank you very much. Ashe.
Ashe. So tell us about some of the groups that are on MelanatedPeople.net. You mentioned specifically that people are free to speak their mind and be who we are as a nation and as a group. So tell us about some of the groups that are there.
Hello?
Well, yeah, Nelly, you got it?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so we have a lot of spiritual backgrounds on Melanated People. We have some Kemets, we have some Israelites, we have some Muslims, we have some Christians, and then we have a lot of African spiritualists. We don't really push any one religion, any one spiritual belief, because your belief is your belief. And that's not our, it's not our place to place judgment or anything like that. We all believe in Black first, so that's where we come in to unify at. It's not about what you believe, it's about who you are. We also have a couple of groups. One of them I'm not absolutely sure if we can speak on right now. We have to get clearance from them in order to bring them out like that. We have the United Melanated. Oh, what is the name of this group? It's the UMFC. We also have some cryptocurrency groups. We have a polygamy group. We also have, oh, I can't think of how to say that.
A book group. We got a group for books.
Yeah. We got two or three book groups. We have a brother right now that's working on a conference down in Atlanta for all the groups across the nation so that we can have a conference to discuss how we can all be on the same page with one another to get everything that needs to get taken care of. Also we have your groups as well, Tahira. You got a couple of them on there right now. I know about the womenism group. I haven't been able to get on there and post anything as of late because, you know, I've been in transition for the last couple of days. I think have more. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, now, you know, I know how anytime we come up with something that's going to be positive and have a positive impact on our people, we often get infiltrated upon. It's been asked, how are you going to be sure to, I guess, vet the people who want to be a part of MelanatedPeople.net, and how are you going to get other people out? And I yield.
I'm sorry. Right. I didn't hear you with the interference in the background.
I heard what she was asking, Nelly. This is Scott.
Oh, okay.
Well, as far as what the site is concerned, you know, we're on the site checking as far as individuals who's signing up. Now, we've seen and we've come across some individuals that just sign up straight up. They got their picture there, like, whatever. Can I come to the barbecue? No, you can't come to the barbecue. They just straight up blocked, and, you know, we do what we have to do to ensure that they don't come back. Now, if there are, and I'm in right about now, this is the age of information, it's the internet. I am pretty sure that we got some lepers in blackface on the site. But nobody's saying anything. Now, if they're on the site and they're speaking, that can we all get along or something that's counterproductive of race first, then we get at them. But if they're quiet and just observing and not necessarily posting anything and kind of, you know, they got a neutral type of picture where it can pass, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be hard. Well, you know, we do have certain things that we do behind the scenes to kind of deal with some of these ghost sites, but, I mean, these ghost accounts, but, you know, it's a lot of individuals that might sign up and then won't come back. That might be a legit actual account, but they just signed up and then they never came back, so we got to kind of play it where we send out our emails, we do what we got to do with our posts and our blasts, and individuals do actual have encounter with it, and you know they respond to it, then cool. But if they don't, that's cool also. We got to start, you know, trimming the fat, so to say. But you know, if they're not speaking, it's kind of hard to point out, well, it's you if they're not saying anything. But those individuals that think they're going to be bold enough and post a picture and, hey, how y'all doing, they are removed as soon as they're seen.
Ashe, thank you for that, brother. That's so important because we need a safe place. And right now social media, even Instagram and other alternatives are not a safe place for us, but we see a lot of propaganda. So, Brother Sebek, do you have any suggestions on some of the things that you would like to be able to use MelanatedPeople.net for, and are you going to use it mostly socially, or will you also be using it in business as well?
My goal is to do what I do, and that would be I work in the mental health field for African people, melanated people. I work with people who have PTSD, brothers who have survived rape, such as myself. And I would like to, you know, have a place where we can come, you know, and brothers who want to come to, I have a men's group, and they want to come there in Los Angeles, or even they just want to chat and create a group on melanated people where men can come and talk, or brothers can come and talk and do some things. And I will use it for business like that. And as far as social, my work would be social as well because I'm a life coach. And, you know, I would definitely, you know, and I know other people who heal. I know brothers and sisters who are dietitians, nutritionists. I know brothers and sisters who are educators who would love to, you know, offer their programs. You know, I know people who work with at youth risk, at-risk youth, you know, in Los Angeles as well as Chicago, and as well as up in your area, Queens. So I would use that to create a social network, to just they can come and support melanated people and let us know that we're here to serve our people and help our people, like, you know, and it's black people doing it, African people, however people want to call us. Like the brother said, it's not who we are, it's not a what we are, it's a who we are. We're melanated people. And that's what I would use it for. I look forward to. I'm on my phone right now, on my computer right now, creating an account, and I'm like listening to the brother say how he's doing the security issues, and I appreciate that, you know. And I was one of those brothers who had an account, and I forgot my password, so now I'm gonna go change my password and get back on. But yes, that's why I would use it for that. Anything that people who are my color want to come and hang out, you know, like people do poetry, brothers who act. Things like that. I mean, I would turn them on to this spot. Because
that's what's up, brother. This is Scott Alls again. That's cool because we do happen to have a poetry group on the page. I started a group on the page for parents and also families for children and family members with special needs, because I have two children with special needs. So I started that group on there. So that men's group would definitely be a good look on the site, because I have a support system and a support group that I go to dealing with my children with special needs and all that. When I need to cry, I need to go speak to somebody, I got somebody that I can go to. And you don't know how important that is until you actually have it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, brother. And that's the thing for me. I work in the mental health field as what they call peer services. And there's a lot of, you know, we don't talk, I don't want to take away from the show, but to me, y'all provide an opportunity for people to talk about things that black people, melanated people need to talk about. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't got nothing against white folks. I just don't want to be. I don't want to fuck with them right now. You know, I want to do my thing for my people. You know, I don't hate nobody. You know, I just tell them, hey man, you know, I Facebook, as I call it, and y'all can't say it, but I can. You know, don't provide that, man. I think that, and I like the aspect that you said. They make money off of us, dude. They They make us a joke. You know, you see them stealing our culture. You know, showing stuff that'll piss me off. White people wearing, you know, African clothing and dancing like a bunch of, you know, chickens with their head cut off. I mean, I would love to see us up to really step up on that. And I'm glad that y'all are doing that. I'm excited. I'm so, excuse me if I'm running my mouth. I'm excited that I can finally go someplace and I can express who I am and be who I am amongst my own kind, if people want to say that. Because I'm for self-determination. Not in America, but global. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talked about y'all vision. I'm like, yeah, I share the same vision. I want to be where black people at. I don't got to fuck with nobody else. I love black people. Just that simple. And to that, I give.
No doubt. We all about the positive propaganda, brother.
Ashe. Go ahead, sis.
No, I was going to backtrack on something that Scott has said and Asubido and as well as Neil. We also have a directory, and on the site for the gentleman who said that he knew a lot of different people in a lot of different areas. I mean, as they come on and sign on, that's great, but I also encourage them to sign up in our Black directory because, you know, we're building for the future. So in the future, people will have something to refer back to. If they can't remember your name, they can go to the, you know, business directory and find it, find what they're looking for.
Thank you, because I didn't know that. I mean, because like I said, I like the brother was speaking of early, and I admit I was one of those brothers who signed up, and then I didn't go back. But see, I now that I know, so people would love to hear that. I would definitely pass that on to them. And my name is Sebek, by the way, and believe me, I'm not just talking. I feel you on that, Queen. Word to get out. Feel me.
Ashe. So, Brother Subido, I saw that you were asking for financial assistance. Talk about that some and how people can support what it is that Melanated People is all about.
Well, simply put, nothing runs on air. And in order to provide the services that we provide, the platform, it requires a number of resources, people as well as financial. And, I mean, thus far, like, we have had some people supporting, but it was mostly from myself and the team that we've been able to keep this thing afloat. What we are aiming to do is to actually have a platform where everyone supports. Not only will we be able to make sure that we are able to keep the site up and running, but we'll be able to open things up into other venues as well. If anyone ever does any research on what it takes to run a social media site, something like Facebook, I mean, it can easily cost you over $150,000 just to get it up and running. And so just to throw the type of numbers out there that we're really looking at as we grow, and that's like the biggest part, the biggest reason why we're looking for subscribers to actually sign up and not only get unlimited access to the site, but also have all future features available to them. Some of the hardships, like with any startup, is in the very beginning, getting things up and running, right? I mean, funds are limited, and trying to make sure that you're able to meet the month-to-month bills is pretty difficult.
Ashe, so when we, when a person sets up, I'm looking at my page now on melanatedpeople.net, and when you go to, I guess, your homepage, if you look to the right, you can not only subscribe to the weekly newsletter, but if you scroll down some, you can see where you you can become a supporting member. So talk about what does it mean to be a supporting member.
Being a support member really means that you believe in what we're doing and that you really want to see the platform grow to be as great as it should be. Um,
Your phone cut out, brother.
I'm sorry. Yes, I want my voice to be heard. Yes, I want my own area. It means that you really do support what we're doing and that you want to continue to see it grow.
Okay. So what does one get in exchange for their membership?
So a free member has a limited amount of storage on the site, as well as they're able to make one directory fan page with us. But if you pay for a subscribing membership, you have unlimited storage. You can make as many pages as you want, as many groups as you want, as well as I said before, access to future features that we're going to roll out. And you also get a discounted rate on, like, services. So, like, if you're looking at the site, you'll see ads on the site. So those ads are reduced for our support members, as well as Nelly, help me out. It's the ads and
the ads are reduced. They get 20% on ads. If they decided they want to get a premium business listing, instead of the yearly fee of, I believe, it's $6, they'll only pay $4. Also, when we start getting more businesses that want to be a part of the Melanated Network, we're thinking about collaborating with the businesses to see if they will offer a supporting member discount to those supporting members. And we'll be giving the business owners that participate in that program, we'll be giving them a discount as well on their stores. once we get everything taken care of with the site itself and we start moving out into those venues outside of the network, those same supporting members will also be able to use their membership to get other discounts. Like when we start having events, they'll be able to get discounted tickets. We want to do some things where we can go out to, like, these tourist areas where we have brothers and sisters that have venues at the tourist areas. Once we get all that into place, we want to be able to collaborate something where the supporting memberships will also be able to visit or, you know, break bread with those businesses at a discounted rate as well. If we want to create a network where we can all work together and build together, and by helping the site get to where it needs to be at, we'll be able to move out into those other venues to be able to do what we're doing, what we want to do out in the communities as well. So it's right now it's just to help build the site up. Right now the supporting membership is to help build the foundation. Once we get the foundation mm-hmm. built up, then we can continue to build on top of it and continue to grow on top of it. But if we don't have the foundation to get it started, we don't have a networking arena to work with, we won't be able to reach out to all these businesses, reach out to all the brothers and sisters to do other things. So it's basically right now your supporting membership helps build something that will be greater than what it is. And then after we get that taken care of, then everything else that we plan to bring into it, that supporting membership will be able to reap the benefits of that as well. And that's on the member side and the supporting members that are business owner side also. We plan on doing something for that'll help everybody that's helping to support the site and support what Melanated People is trying to do. We want to be able to give back to everybody that's put in to get it as great as it is. We don't want to be like the other social networking sites out there that just take the money in, but you don't see nothing going back into the communities from the people that are helping them make their money. We're going to be completely different from those situations. Everybody's going to be able to see these funds that Melanated People is going to bring in. It's not just going to be a couple of people sitting at the top on all this money, and nobody else can benefit from it. The mm-hmm. site is built for the community, so the community is going to make sure that the site is going to make sure that the community can grow with the site.
Ashe. So, long term, I'd like to hear from each of you. 5 years from now, what will melanatedpeople.net look like? And I yield.
I'll go first. This is Monica. 5 years from now, I anticipate that Melanated People will not only be a global network, well-known, recognized for our Melanated community, but it will also put our community in a better position of standing on its own, so that we won't always have to go into other people's beliefs and follow what they, you know, things that work for them and forget our own culture. We'll be able to do these things because we'll have a platform. That's my fight for it. Scott.
Okay. This is Scott. 5 years, I see Melanated People as a global dominating force, getting a lot of backlash just on the strength of what we're doing and how we're doing it without anybody's help. We're looking to do this because our tagline and what we say is our liberation is our business. So it's our business to fund our business. It's our business to take care of our business. I see us having, I don't know how many numbers, but I do see us having a few stores up on our marketplace, you know, around, I want to say around 10 of them that's, you know, doing pretty good where the members is actually supporting their shopping. Because does it make no sense to put a store in the marketplace and ain't nobody shopping? You know, that's the whole premise of your marketplace, you know, hence marketplace. But I see us just implementing some of the stuff that we got on the table as far as in the future. I see one or two of those things being implemented, and at least one of those, the goals is really being close to being met.
This is Nelly. 5 years from now, I hope. Well, I'm not going to say I hope, because we will. We're going to make this happen. Our people need this, so we're going to make it happen. I want to be able to offer a homeschooling platform through Melanated People that will help us get our children out of this education pipeline to prison situation that they're in right now, and we can teach them more about who we are, where we came from, and what our ancestors put in place for other individuals to benefit from. I want to be able to say that when Melanated People started, we started from the bottom, and now we're here. But we're bringing you with us, and we're going to make sure that y'all don't have to go through the things that the people before you had to go through just to get the things that they needed in order to succeed in this world. So for me, 5 years from now, I want to be working on a homeschool platform and a social networking site for the children so that they can get educated and they can know who we are.
Ashe.
Peace. Sorry. This also, but and and 5 years from now, Melanated People will be a billion-dollar business, reaching back and providing infrastructure for the members as well as the rest of the Melanated People. So that simply sums it up.
Ashe. So did we forget to touch on anything that you want to make sure that people who are new to melanatedpeople.net are introduced to?
So, for everybody that's new, first and foremost, know that Melanated People is a friend network, so you do have to add friends. But in addition to those friends, we also have fan pages, we have business pages, we have groups, we got videos. I mean, everything that you'll be looking for in the social network, you can find it on Melanated People.
Including our bloggers. I love to read, and we have a whole lot of people that love to do it too.
Yeah, this is Scott. On the business side, for our businesses, we do offer ad packages. Our ads run on the app. If you have the app, they run on the app. You'll see your ad scroll constantly through a bunch of other ads. And our ad packages are $14 per week and $50 for per month. But if they are a supporting member, those prices do get reduced. We also do have our stores, and our stores is basically $10 a month. And I want to be, quote, what's the percentage per item sold? 3%?
Four.
4%. So open up the store, that's basically the fees. It would be $10 a month for the maintenance of the store, and items that you sell, 4% on the items towards Melanated People. One hand washes the other. Together we wash the face.
So, and for those that are thinking about the store actually allows you to list 100 items. Of all types, digital, physical, services, whatever you have to offer the community, you can list it on the store. And when you go out and you compare our prices to the big boys, and you'll see that nobody offers anything like what we offer, nor do they offer it to such a focused group of people that you actually want to have your products.
Oh, and we also offer Stripe and PayPal. So if the individuals don't have PayPal or they don't use PayPal, we have Stripe service where they can use their debit cards, credit cards straight up.
Ashe.
Lean away from the business side. Can I lean away from the business side for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The other thing that we have to offer at Melanated People is unity. Regardless of what, we all know who we are. We all know that we are being oppressed by individuals because of who we are. When you come to Melanated People, we offer you a place where you can discuss, conversate, get to know one another. We do have one thing that we ask every member that comes to Melanated People, regardless of anything. Everybody is allowed to disagree. Your opinion is your opinion. Your truth is your truth. You're allowed to disagree with each other. The only thing that we ask is that when you have a disagreement with somebody, you be respectful with your disagreement. We don't want our brothers and sisters to be calling each other out their name. We don't want our brothers and sisters to feel like the individual that they're interacting with is less than. We want each of our members to be able to treat any person that they come in contact, interact with, those Melanated People, how they would want to be treated. And we don't tolerate disrespect. We just don't. It's no reason for it. We've already lived that narrative. We're still living it now. It's time to kill it. All these other races out here, they see how we interact with individuals, how we interact with each other. It's all over the TV. It's all over the news. It's all over the music. It's all over everything. At the end of the day, Melanated People wants to kill that. We can be united if we all put in the best effort to be united. You can have a bad interaction with somebody and still come out positive about it, regardless of if you agree with it or you don't. So it's all about love. Melanated People is all about love. We're doing this out of love, and we want our members to come in out of love. It's time we had our own. It's time that we build our own and stop feeding the beast. Because the beast wants us to be separated. The beast wants us to be in our current situation. Because as long as we're in our current situation, they'll continue to gain and hold power over everything that we do. So once we get past all this disunity, all this discontent, and learn to grow and build with one another, that's just going to change the whole game up. For real, it's just going to change the game up because they're just not going to know what to do with us once we're all standing together with each other.
And also, something else to add into it, like when you get the a membership, whether it's free or if it's a subscriber membership, you also get like a random blast of information that we put out. So we send notification out about history, quotes of the day, anything that's inspiring in order to, one, educate about who we are, and two, to uplift our spirits, because our fight is big enough with the regular world, and when we talk to each other, we do need to be in a positive tone.
Ashe, so we want everybody to get out and start communal conversations on how important it is that we have a safe atmosphere where we can grow and love and nurture one another. I am in the process of transferring the groups that I have on Facebook over to melanatedpeople.net, and I do anticipate becoming a paid sponsor to support what you all do, because on the grand scale of things, and we can get into this. We can't do anything, Sign of the Times, melanatedpeople.net, or anything else unless we start to come together in a collective manner economically and educationally, because we've been dumbed down to the point where we think we've forgotten what it means to really have to work hard for something and what it means to give something back. To those that give to you. We just had a conversation yesterday on the murderversary, if you will, of Martin Luther King, and that's where he was headed before he was assassinated, to become more so revolutionary-minded than his I Have a Dream speech allows us to believe, and it has convinced our children that, you know, the dream is just a dream when it went a lot further than this 1963 speech. As a matter of fact, the Poor People's Campaign had just kicked off a year prior to his assassination. So a lot of the things that we've talked about today through melanatedpeople.net, getting folks involved, getting them to commit and make that commitment and continued commitment, even if it's only, you know, a donation, you accept those as well. Is that true, Brother Subito?
Yeah, if anybody just want to generally donate in the Melanated People store, you can go in and you'll be able to make your donation that way.
Ashe. And so how can we, as Sign of the Times, help to continue to support melanatedpeople.net?
Just get the word out.
Doing it. Go ahead now.
I was going to say, get the word out. Let everybody know what's going on. All right, how about you? Ask them to go ahead and come and sign up, see for themselves. I mean, for the record, we're probably the only social networking site that you could actually speak to the admins. Granted, some individuals don't talk nice, but we're always on the site trying to make sure that everybody is able to do what they're trying to do, and if they're having any issues, trying to get them fixed as quickly as possible. So we're very hands-on with our network. We don't just sit back in the cut and just watch everybody. We try to make sure that everybody knows that we're here, and we're not there just to be spying on anybody. We're actually there, you know, because we are human too. We like to socially interact as well. So,
yeah,
basically, when you come to Melanated People, you might as well say, kick off your shoes and welcome home.
Yeah. Ashe, well, I want to thank you all for being a part of tonight's conversation. We're going to continue to promote and build on melanatedpeople.net. I'm looking forward to the potential for the partnership that we've talked about with the various media platforms. And if you all know someone that is involved in your group on the tech end, we're also looking for an app developer. And we have actually two apps that we're looking to get developed. And we have to do something about the lack of techies in our community. There's a few coding classes and things like that that some neighborhood libraries offer, but we are definitely going to be left behind if we don't do a better job of making sure that our children are empowered with those technology and artificial intelligence tools, because AI is really picking up. And so, you know, we can't rely on the public school system to give our children everything that they need. So if there are tech people who are out there listening to Sign of the Times, who are part of MelanatedPeople.net, please step up and let us know that you're willing to come to the table and even volunteer. Because as you've heard me say a thousand times here on Sign of the Times, and, you know, as the brothers and sisters have expressed to MelanatedPeople.net, we can't sustain what we're doing on air. And so it's important that those who can do and that those that can't do anyway. And you can share, you can join, you can encourage others to join. All of your energy is appreciated, and it goes towards the greater good. So we've got a caller in queue. I'm going to go ahead and take this call real quick, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up for the evening. Last four digits, 1703. Welcome to Sign of the Times. It's Brother L.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing this evening?
Great, Brother L. Welcome.
Thank you. I've been plugged in listening to the show for a minute. I've been running back and forth, but I have products that need to be marketed, you know, and I haven't felt too comfortable marketing with the regular 1% sites. So based on what I'm hearing, excuse me, are you saying that you have a site set up that I can market my products through?
That is correct, brother. Yes, we do.
Okay. Now, I have a whole lot of questions, too many questions for the air right now, but can I have a number where I can call somebody and express my concerns about what you do, how you do, where you do, and stuff like that?
Right. So on the website, we actually have a contact us link that you can find by going into the menu. You go into that link, you click contact us, it opens up an email type form, and you hit send, and there's pretty much someone monitoring our email box 24/7 for the most part. So you wouldn't have to worry about it. Like, we do get a number of various emails of various concerns, so it can take like up to a day or two in order to get back to you, depending on the volume of emails that we have, but we get back to everybody.
Okay.
And if you just make sure that you let us know that you were this, what's your name again?
Elohim.
Ibrahim?
No, Elohim. E-L-O-H-I-M.
Elohim.
Yes.
Okay. Well, my name is Nellie. When you do put in the message for the contact us, just mention my name and I'll contact you that way. I don't really feel comfortable putting my phone number out on the radio, so, but I'll get in touch with you and give you a phone number where you can reach us at.
Okay. Well,
I'll give my direct line so you can call me.
Well, I have a number that you can call me. It's 215-977-0777. I monitor that number from 9 to 5 from Monday through Saturday.
9 to 5 Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, but I will contact you through the web and go through the email and stuff, but that's a little tricky for me. I'm kind of old school. But I will try to use that particular avenue, okay? Because we have quite a few products, and that we're in the process of creating jobs for family members and people that need jobs. We're setting up stands and stuff like that around the city and all that. You know what I mean? To create some type of employment, especially for the youngsters who are. Like 17, not quite out of high school yet, but they're struggling with their families to make a little money here, make a little money there. So to be able to move our products in a market that's specifically designed for indigenous Guayacan minority people, that would be good. Okay? So I will contact you. I will be in touch. And since once again, you hit another winner here on the show. And I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Hold tight, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, hold on, you guys. We've got another caller in queue. Last 4 digits, 218. Welcome to Sign of the Times. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, peace. This is Palmetto Star, the Ratchet Revolutionary. What's going on, Queen? What's going on, Sabadoo? What's going on, family?
I say, welcome. Welcome. Good to hear your voice.
What's up, fam?
What's going on? What's going on? I you know, I just wanted to call just to really just get everybody on board because, you know, MelanatedPeople.net is a great platform, great alternative to Facebook, you know, and, you know, it's where we are at, you know what I'm saying? And the membership keeps growing and growing and growing, and it's testimony to the work that the brothers putting in. And I love what y'all are doing on the site. Y'all add me on at Palmetto Star. I'm on there, and I just love what you're doing. It's the future. So, I just like what you guys are doing, and I'm glad to be a part of the whole thing when you guys are, you know, and the embryonic stage is just starting it and getting it off the ground. You know what I'm saying? But you guys, it's already, you know, a big thing. A lot of people are joining in. So if you're on the line right now, you have not joined this, MelanatedPeople.net, go get the app, join it right now. So. That's basically what I was calling to say. But, you know, big time shout out to y'all.
I mentioned to
opportunity
at the very beginning of the broadcast, too, Brother Palmetto. So can you talk about tonight's broadcast?
Oh, yes, yes. Absolutely. I invited Queen on here because she actually talked about this subject a couple weeks ago on her broadcast. And I think it's very important that we drive home the fact that gentrification is genocide. You know, they've been playing around with the wordplay to act like it's free market commerce, but it is what it is. It's genocide. It's Rosewood. It's Black Wall Street. These are, you know, forms of gentrification. You know, when they can't buy you out, they will kill you out. So we're going to talk about that. It's happening right now, and it's very important. It's happening out here in Atlanta, so it's definitely something that we need to talk about. So you guys tune in at 11 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/2RawForTV. That's TWORIWFOURTV. And the phone number is 516-453-9174. We're going in at 11 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure to call in early before the phone lines fill up. And it's going to be a mind expanding conversation that will be a call to action for people.
Ashe,
no doubt.
No doubt. But love what y'all are doing, man. Keep it up.
Brother Palmetto, this is Scott, Cat Daddy. Be on the lookout.
Hey, what's going on, family?
I'm all right, Duke. We need to talk, man. We need to get up on your piece, too. So be on the lookout.
All right.
I'm going to send you some stuff. All right?
All right, that's what it is. That's what it is.
All right, brother. That's what's up. Peace. I appreciate you.
All right, peace, y'all.
All right, y'all. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up for the evening. Brother Subido, Sister Nelly, Sister Monica, and Brother – I forgot the last brother's name. I'm sorry.
Scott.
Welcome. Thank you so much. For joining the Sign of the Times family. You will always have a seat on the couch or at the kitchen table, whichever you prefer, to come back on the air and keep us updated on what's happening with MelanatedPeople.net. And as I said, we're looking forward to on Sign of the Times, New Power Radio Network, and Kbuka Inc. and the upcoming media platform, Apex Sound, to joining efforts with what you are building, because we definitely realize that we are strongest together. So with that being said, Brother Sudo, do you want to give out any contact information before we go? Uh, Sister Nellie, do you want to give out any contact information before we go?
Wait. My apologies, y'all. I was over you talking to y'all. I'm sorry. But okay. Now, if you're looking for any one of us, me, myself, my team, come get at us on MelanatedPeople.net. And you ain't got no reason not to be on there. We got mobile apps for Android, iPhone, a web mobile site, as well as for your desktop. If you're looking for me, find me, Osubudo, O-S-U-B-U-D-O. And I wish everybody peace on that one.
Ashe. All right, y'all. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up how we started off tonight with the Chainstorm Poets. And let's go with Brother Micah again. And this title is called Beyond Ourselves. You're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. We will be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're featuring hip-hop artist The Brain. And he's a not-so-new MC, but new to this platform. So we're looking forward to the conversation tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, if you need me, feel free to reach out to me on social media at Queen Tahira on Twitter, Queen underscore Tahira on Instagram, and on Facebook, Queen Tahira, New Power Radio Network, and, of course, Sign of the Times. And as always, in closing, we love you, we thank you, and most of all, we appreciate and respect you. We'll see you tomorrow night, everybody. Salute.
What we take away, we do better to give. So they still doubt. You ain't seen no problems until you seen a man with no knowledge. Just nonsense, less than half a chance. Man with no legitimate pursuits, play fool with no hands, no plan, not even a prey. A man with no mercy and obviously no grace. We traveled across oceans with no sand, fell down like trees with no land. Some of his partners went out bad, out of mind, out of body experiences. I wanna let it go, talk to God. But it was a long way to the top, and we wanna ghetto stardom. So we sold rocks and stole blocks in our ghetto heart. We get this money long, but it's never really long enough. And they say we're heartless and we're cold. Do they know? How do we make it back from the darkness so deep? Why do these hounds still follow my scent in the breeze? Where the strife is so thick, separated from all we love. Hell is the nightmare you have when you're not asleep. Our family and friends still wish you well, but silently they wonder what will come of these young men, a whole generation wondering. His music loud, lungs in the cloud, and his gas like whoa. Our exploitation so amusing. I see mass confusion in the way we sometimes portray life. A mass delusion, and we do it. What would the wise men say about this game that we play? Got our lives so shallow, but then we grow and realize our society's just a stage. Filled with endless actors, characters whose roles seem to intersect behind colorful curtains and miscellaneous chapters while looking into this bubble. Yet strange enough, I can clearly see none of this is really me. Now I'm seeing so many schemes. Some want to love while others want power and respect. Then we have those in paradise we choose to neglect. They like to teach, we ought to reach high. So we live and we learn to let ambition be our guide. We follow the dream. So what do you want to be? Let me think.